My friends, the mystery of the cross, the exaltation of the cross, the greatness of the cross, it is all the same. It is all so different. The Holy Cross entails mystery, greatness. It is the biggest source of grace we know. But it is a hidden fountain. And many times we simply get puzzled by the cross of Jesus Christ. We even find that we try to avoid its mystery. We try to avoid its pain. Have you noticed, for example, how on time less and less pain is visible in the images of Jesus Christ? I remember when I was a child, every single image of Jesus Christ was displaying his terrible wounds, blood coming out from those wounds, visible pain in his face, the thorns penetrating into his head. I know some would say that is sadistic, or probably it is just real. It was not picnic. It was torture, excruciating pain. That was what the Lord went through at the very moment of his death. But we tend to avoid every expression of pain because we ourselves ran away from pain, and the very image of someone suffering is disturbing, is painful in itself. That's why I say that the cross is mystery. However, we can enter a little into this mystery with the guide of the Holy Scripture. Today, for example, the Apostle St. Paul has said that Christ emptied himself. Emptied himself. He willingly accepted to be emptied. And what we see on the cross, what we see pending on the cross, is the result of that act of self-emptying, is that act of complete surrendering. He surrendered it all. He gave it up. He gave up all. The result of that complete surrendering, the result of that absolute donation of himself to the glory of God and for the salvation of humankind, the result of all that is what we see on the cross. If his face looks sad, weary, emptied of all gladness, lifeless, powerless, in such excruciating pain, what we are seeing on the cross is the result of that act of self-emptying. That's the result of Christ's donation. Self-surrendering. Absolute donation. We like to think, I suppose we like to think of love as an act of self-giving, and as an act of donating. We like to think of love in such a way. Probably we don't like to think of the consequences of giving up. We don't like to think that giving to others entails losing ourselves. If you are actually giving, you no longer possess. You are emptying yourself. And the one who shows in the most visible and perfect and holy way what this entails is Jesus Christ on the cross. Today, we hail the cross, we bless the cross, and hopefully we grasp a little more of the mystery and the beauty of the cross.